statements from me, so you guys fire away. You've got some questions. Yeah, John.
Did the stroke change you at all as a person, and did it affect your coaching? How scared were you afterward?
I don't think it changed me as a person, John. I think it. I think after going through that and talking to a lot of doctors there in Houston and those type of things, I think it made me change a little bit as a coach and how I go about things. I look back. I think I've always told you this and everyone that I know exactly why it happened, because I go back and I know what I was doing and what I was putting myself through and trying to do too much and kind of ran myself in the ground a little bit. So I've tried to do things different. I love to work. So I'm going to be up early in the morning, working the hours, understand. But I've also tried to go about a little bit different way, not to try to take on everything myself and understand I got good people with me, and I think it's helped me. I think passing through Baltimore, working with a great, great organization, a great staff there helped me, and I've taken a lot of that with me here to Denver. So if anything, John, it just changed how I do things more than anything.
Could you clear up the bus accident? Did you have any players report any injuries at all?
No, Jeff, obviously it scared some guys, I think anytime you go through something like that, there were some guys that were a little, went through a tough situation. But, going through every guy who was on the buses, Greek did a great job. They got them back here, checked them all out. We feel very fortunate that we feel like everybody's fine. And even not only our players, but my understanding, the officer and the other people involved are all doing fine. So, I think we're good. I think we're good, ready to go. I think that's behind us, and behind us the right way, because everybody is okay. That's a good thing.
What impact, after spending the season with him, has TJ made on this defense?
Well, I think they both had a huge impact on our defense. TJ was a leader in place when we got here. You're asking me, do I expect him to I expect them both to be on the practice field tomorrow when we go to work. But TJ had been a leader on this team before. I think we found another leader when we signed D. Stu, I think he earned his keep as we went through this season. That was a tough secondary to kind of break in, because it was a pretty strong group. But, we count on both those guys. They're physical players. They can cover, it gives us a chance to be a little bit more flexible as a defensive football team. But, yes, we expect them both to be ready to go.
Shereen Williams, Woolworth Star-Telegram. Gary, how disappointing, you had some good teams in Houston, but how disappointing was it not to get it done there? And did you always believe in your heart that you would get another chance to be a head coach in the NFL?
Yeah, we had some good teams there. We came close for a couple of years. We got beat on the road, against New England in the playoffs and at Baltimore in the playoffs. I think as a coach, anywhere you're at, anywhere you're working, you want to get it done for the ownership and the organization and the players. So that was disappointing. Did I think I would get another opportunity? I don't know, but I knew I loved to work, and I felt good about continuing to go. I think I got a lot of time left in me. I just think I was very fortunate. My next opportunity came at a very special place, and I've said that over and over again. But me working for John, for that organization, for Ozzie, for Steve Bisciotti, really helped me as a football coach, watching them operate, watching them do things, and then to have a chance to come back here with John, I feel very fortunate. So I'd answer that by saying I just feel fortunate that I have gotten another chance. A lot of coaches don't.
Coach James Duffy from TSN in Canada. A couple of years ago, BK, before Kubiak, the Broncos faced a formidable cornerback in Richard Sherman in Seattle and really chose not to go after him in the Super Bowl. You face a similar foe in Josh Norman. How do you attack a guy like that, or is it smarter not to?
Well, we have to operate against our defense. I don't think we ever look at situations where it's all about one player. I mean, they're a great football team. They're a great defensive football team. They'll pressure you. They'll play a lot of quarters. They'll do a lot of things. But the bottom line is they're good across the board. I mean, their front's very physical. We'll have our hands full. We're a young team up front. There are three linebackers. There are three first-round draft choices, and obviously led by Luke, and then Norman leads it back in. So I don't think it's about us us and one player. It's about us trying to run our offense, do it efficiently. We've been protecting the ball well throughout the course of the playoffs, so that's something that we weren't doing well throughout the course of the season. So not about one guy. We're going to have to play good as a group.
Cam Newton, is it more about the design run that might keep you up this week, or the fact when the play breaks down?
I think it's both, Mike. You know, they do have design runs for him, counters, draws, those type of things. But his ability, you know, you go back and you look at them, I think third down wise they're one of the top teams, if not the top team in football. And a lot of that has to do when plays break down, he goes and finds a change somehow, some way. So I think it's a combination of both, you know. We'll have to contain him somehow, some way. He's going to make plays. I mean, he's a great player. He's going to make plays. I think we have to stay true to what we are defensively and not try to be different, but we've got to be very disciplined in our approach as far as rushing the passer.
What specific steps did you take to build the chemistry on this team, and what did you take from your other experiences in order to do that?
I think the number one thing, first off, I came to a team that was successful, you know, so you know, for me, it was about coming in and finding out what they were about, who the leaders were, you know, those type of things, the mindset of the football team. So I tried to approach it that way. I mean, I remember the first day I called every player on this football team when I came here. I told them I was proud to be a part of them, that I had a lot of respect for what they had done in the past. So that was my approach, and then we went to work, and then obviously every team's different. You figure things out. You know, I think some of our leadership has changed a little bit just through the course of the year, through some new faces. And then we're very young in some spots too, so we got a lot of players playing that weren't part of some of their success before. So, you know, we've kind of molded our own way. But as far as our leaders, they've kind of stayed the same. When you talk about 18, 94, 58, you talk about those guys on our team. They've been the nucleus, you know, since I've been here.
Jamie Thomas from Sportsnet in Canada. How important has Owen Daniels been to you as a coach, considering he's been with you at every stop, Houston, Baltimore, and Denver now?
Yeah, he's been very important. I'm really proud of him. I've said this numerous times. As a coach, when you bounce and you go somewhere and guys are free, you get asked about them. That's just the way it is. And, you know, if you're going to stand up and say, go get this player, those type of things, you better be right, you know. And there's a lot of players out there, but I always thought the world of Owen. I knew he had some good football left in him. One of the things we've had to do with Owen the last 2 years is really watch his work and stuff, because he's had some knee issues and those type of things. So I know with John last year, we did a great job with him coming here. We tried to do the same thing, but he's responded. I mean, he's a pro. I knew he'd be a great guy in the locker room. I told John, you watch the film, but I'll stand up for him as a person. So they watch the film, and the good news is we got him with us, so very proud of him.
Hey, Tracy Wolfson here. But Brock Osweiler has been simulating Cam Newton in practice. How has he done? What can he do to really show you what Cam can do? Because obviously very difficult testing.
Well, he's not quite as fast. Yeah, I can tell you that. But, no, it's different, you know, and he and Trevor – have had to take on a little bit different identity in practice and some of the things we do. But, you know, that's important. And Brock takes his job very seriously. He's got to prepare to play, too. You know, he's just got to prepare to do his job on the other side, or for us also. But I think he's done a really good job. It's a little bit different look in some of the things they do. The extra time has helped us, Tracy. We need it. I mean, the extra week has really helped us, especially defensively.
All right. It's Jose Villalba from Multimedios in Mexico. Can you talk a little bit about Coach Wade Phillips? He was with you also as a defensive coordinator in Houston and now with the Denver Broncos. What he brings special to a defense that makes the Broncos one of the best defense, if not, of the last few years?
Well, he brings confidence is what he brings. You go back and look at Wade's career. Everywhere he has been early, he's been able to turn things around and find some success early. So that talks, you know, about his ability to teach. I also think it's been understated, but we were able to get Wade's group back together from a coaching standpoint. Bill Kolar, Reggie Herring, you know, some of those guys. We added Joe Woods, Pug to the group. But getting that group together helped us make some, you know, some ground up very, very quickly. So very proud of Wade. He's had a great career as a coach, head coach, assistant coach. It speaks for itself. And for him to have this opportunity and the job he's done has been excellent. I can hear you guys. If you just want to speak up, go ahead.
You said that you were going to be ready to play the game on Sunday. Mm-hmm. Okay, where are you now?
I feel good. I mean, when we left town, I feel like we could have played a football game. You know, obviously there's some things we're trying to touch up and improve upon throughout the course of this week. But the biggest thing we wanted to do is get all of our mental work, our long meetings, all those type of things done as quick as we could. So when we got here, we can shorten things up, be as sharp as we can possibly be, get them as fresh as we could get them. So I like the approach. I mean, there's still a lot of work to do. We'll stay in our routine, but our work last week was very good. Davis and Keekly, yeah, they're as good as there is in this league. A 4-3 team, those guys play stacked. They play on the ball. They play in the A-gaps. They do a lot of that. Thomas is a big edge rusher for them. Great cover guys when they play, you know, some of their defenses. So, very, very impressive group. They run, play hard, very physical. And Keekly's as good as I've seen, you know, watching him run the show and the things that they do. So, it's a big task for us. Big task for our backs.
Jumping back to Wade Phillips for a second, can you mention a couple of things that he did for you and your defense in Houston that really kind of solidified the thought that he was your guy?
Well, the same things he's done here. When he came to Houston, we turned our group around real fast. I think Wade's first year there, if I'm correct, we won our division. The next year we did also. So he turned the group around real quick. But Wade's pretty simple. We don't do a lot of things, but he's very aggressive. He does a great job of putting players in position to be successful. He gets them excited to play by how he moves them around. So I think in a lot of ways it's very very similar.
Von Miller's colorful personality, how much does it affect team chemistry, and does it help them on the field?
Well, it's great for our team chemistry. I mean, he's a character, but in the right way. I mean, he loves to play. I don't think Von's missed a practice this year other than me maybe sitting him down back during the off-season OTAs or training camp. So, I mean, he's been exceptional. He loves to play, and he's bought into what Wade wants him to do. Puck's done a great job with him. Kolar works with him a lot in pass rush. So he's become a heck of a player. I've known Von for a long time, being an Aggie. I knew him when he was young. But he's really grown up. He's become a really – big-time pro, studies hard, get ready to play.
How do you assess what's happened with Peyton Manning in terms of the turnovers? He had so many interceptions before he got hurt, and then when he's come back, he's not had the picks. From your vantage point, why is that?
Well, I think it has a lot to do health-wise with him feeling better, too. You know, when I go back and I look at, you know, as we approach the time before he took the break off of his foot, you know, and I watched him play. He wasn't playing healthy, you know, and I think getting back totally healthy, feeling really good physically and mentally has really helped him over the course of this past month. And I can't speak for him, but I would think he would tell you that he also understands the team he's on and the type of defense we've been playing. And when we protect the football, you know, it gives us a very good chance to have some success. So I think he's bought into that and done a great job.
Last question for Coach.
It seems that most people are predicting the Panthers to win, and a lot of people predicting them to win big. Do you mention that to your team? Do you like the role of underdog, and do you use it to your advantage?
Well, I think as a coach at this game, if I have to go mention to my team about every article and everything that's written each and every day, I don't think I have to go there. I think they're smart players. They've been at it for a long time. I would just say this. I mean, we've been in this situation before throughout the course of the season. We have great respect for their football team and what they're capable of doing and how they got here. But we also have a lot of confidence in our football team, too. So we'll stay focused on ourselves, stay in the moment, and continue to get ready to play. We're looking forward to it. Okay, thank you.